You're listening to the Burn Youth Podcast. We hope this message encourages and challenges you to live for Jesus. Let's get into it.
Hey, Burn Youth, it's Hamish here. Just thought I'd give you a bonus episode because the next couple of weeks we've got a social night, Burning Cinema, and then we've got the Youth Alive All of Us event. And so we wouldn't have any regular podcast uploads for a couple of weeks. And so I thought for the next couple of weeks, what we might do is we might do a little two-parter called Lately I've Been Learning. You know, I think if we're listening to God, then He's always speaking to us. And there's always something that we can be learning from Him. There's always something that we can be growing in and areas of maturity that we can be developing in. And so I want to share with you just six things that God's been teaching me, six things that I've been learning lately. We'll do the first three this week, and then next week's upload, we'll do the next three. And so I hope you still get something out of this. I hope that if you want to hear from God and you're hungry to learn more, that you just eat into this, and hopefully some of these thoughts, some of these things that God's been teaching me can help inspire you in your walk with following Jesus. Amen. Cool. Well, the first thing I've been learning lately, number one, don't just do hospitality, be hospitality. Don't just do hospitable, tokenistic things, but embody hospitality. Be hospitable. You know, Cecilia Jacob, she's her and her husband Chris and their boys have been part of our church for ages, and we love their boys, Iman and Johan, in our youth group. They're awesome. But Cecilia, she's a fantastic speaker, and she was speaking at our Pathways service the other Sunday night. And by the way, hot plug, if you don't come to that 5:30 p.m. on a Sunday, you should be there. But anyway, she was talking on the topic of hospitality. And she said this line, you know, don't just do hospitable things. Don't just do hospitality, but be hospitality. I think sometimes we think that just, you know, doing tokenistic gestures of hospitality is enough. But really, as Christians, we have a higher calling to embody all that hospitality is. And really, hospitality is the heart of Jesus. Often when we think of the word hospitality, we think of, you know, slinging burgers, you know, like in a fast food joint, or, you know, making a meal for someone. And yes, those things are part of what hospitality is, but hospitality is so much more than that. If you look at the person of Jesus, He is hospitable. He is hospitality. And what He was all about was about bringing the outsider in, turning an outsider into an insider, bringing people that are on the fringes, bringing people that are marginalized, bringing people that are nobodies, or at least nobodies in the eye of the world, bringing the people that are on the outside into the fold, into the family. And I just wonder, as a youth group, as Burn Youth, as this amazing youth ministry that we are, I wonder how much better we could be if we really, truly were hospitable. If we didn't just do hospitality, but we were hospitable. If we would be the kind of youth ministry, be the kind of young people that would see people that are on the outskirts, see people that are on the fringes, and say, you know what, kick up your heels. You know, let your hair down. Pull up a seat. Be part of the family. I don't want to be part of a youth ministry that's all cliquey. That's all, you know, little groups of twos and threes, and we're very exclusive. I want to be welcoming. I don't want to be inviting. I want to embrace people. I want to accept people. I want to love people in the way Jesus does. So let's not just do hospitality. Let's be hospitality. All right, the next thought. Lately, I've been learning, number two, some people don't see God's blessing because they're not looking. Pastor John, he was sharing in a staff meeting a couple Mondays ago, and he said this line, you know, some people don't see God's blessing because they're not looking. I wonder if you've ever felt like you're missing out on God's blessing. like maybe other people are succeeding, other people around you are just winning at life, and they're just seeing so many good things happen to them, and they're experiencing God's blessing, and you feel like you're missing out on that. You feel like you're left out, like you're not receiving from Him. Maybe you feel like you're not hearing from God. Maybe you feel like you're not receiving encouragement from His Spirit. But I wonder, just maybe wonder, perhaps, if the reason you aren't seeing God's blessing is because you're not looking for it. I wonder in my life how many times I've missed out on seeing God's blessing, on hearing a word from Him, on receiving a gift from God because I wasn't looking for it. You know, in Jeremiah it says, if you seek me, you will find me, if you seek me with your whole heart. That's God speaking to you. Are you seeking Him with your whole heart? And I don't want to be, negative, and I don't want you to look at your life and go, oh gosh, I've missed out on all this stuff because I wasn't looking for it. But take it as an encouragement going into your future, going into your tomorrow, to actually expect to receive things from God. To actually have faith that you are going to receive things from God. I wonder, are you looking for His blessing? You know, His blessing is all around us. The Bible says that the earth is filled with His glory. His presence, there's no place on the earth that His presence doesn't touch. There's no part of your life that God isn't involved in. Everything that you've been given is a gift from God. The breath in your lungs, the fact that you woke up this morning, the country that we live in, what a blessing, what a privilege. Don't miss out on the blessing that He has for you because you're not looking for it. Your life is filled with His abundant blessing. Amen.
Hey guys, it's Hamish here from Burn Youth. I'm here to tell you about an exciting youth conference we have coming up called Super Boom. It's on October 14 and 15. It's for any young person in grades 6 to 12. And really what it's about is reaching out to your friends who aren't Christian and making an impact for Jesus. We got guest speakers coming in from Brizzy. We got guest rap artists coming in from Sydney, inflatables, food trucks, the whole shebang. It's going to be fantastic. What you need to do is go to tix.yt/superboom to register for the event. Bring a whole group of friends along, make it awesome, and we'll see you October 14 and 15 for Super Bowl.
Last thought. Lately I've been learning number 3. If our focus is God, we can't go back. If our focus is God, we can't go back. One of my favorite people, Joey. He's my brother-in-law. And if you're part of this youth group, you know him. He's an amazing leader. He's running our Burn Youth Band right now, and he's doing a fantastic job. But in one of our youth leaders debriefs the other Friday, he said this line. He said, if our focus is God, we can't go back. And it came up in a conversation when, you know, a bunch of our team were discussing how we feel lately like we are going backwards. You know, 2 steps forward, one step back. You know, like we're trying to gain momentum. We're trying to go forward into what God has for us. But you know, we're losing people. You know, it's the same across all of church life, and many churches around the country and indeed the world in this time have seen numbers decrease, people disinterested with church, disinterested with God, struggling with rosters and volunteers and just all the logistics of church life. And I think the team the other week, the other Friday in our debrief, some of them were getting a little bit disheartened. And Joey just said this thought. He said, if our focus is on God, we can't go back. You know, sometimes it seems like you're going backwards in the natural, in the physical, in this earthly realm. Sometimes with the things that we can see with our eyes, it seems like we're going backwards. It seems like we're retreating. It seems like we're losing. We're fighting a losing battle. But you know, if our focus is God, if our priority is on the things of heaven, if our eyes are fixed on Jesus, then we can never be going back. You know, when you look in the grand scheme of things, we know that when Jesus comes back, you know, when his kingdom comes, his will be done. And, you know, as Christians, we will reign victorious. So no matter what we lose in the natural in this life, at the end of the day, we will always be victorious. But in your life, I wonder, have you faced loss lately? In your life, have you faced challenge and struggle? Do you feel like you're going backwards? Do you feel like maybe you're losing friends, or your grades are slipping, or I don't know whatever it might be? But if you identify with this and you feel like you've been going backwards in life, I just want to encourage you. If you make your focus God, if you make Jesus your priority, then you can never be going backwards. You'll never be losing in life. You'll never retreat. You'll never be defeated. If he is your priority, if your eyes are fixed on your Savior, there's nothing that can stop you. There's nothing that can harm you. There's nothing that can come against you. You will always win at the end of the day. Eyes on God, can't lose. Come on. Hope you feel encouraged. Hope God's been giving you some things just as you've been listening the last 10 minutes, and just stew on them. Just meditate on them. I encourage you, if you haven't read your Bible today, get in the Word. Pick up the one-year Bible. You can start whenever, even though it's September now. You can start whenever, really. Spend time in prayer today. Seek His presence. Seek Him out. Spend time with God. Be encouraged. We love you. We'll see you at Youth this Friday. And tune into the podcast next week for part two of Lately I've Been Learning. I'm Pastor Hamish. Thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Burn Youth podcast. To stay in the loop, follow us on Instagram @BurnYouth. See you next time.